But yes.
I don't know.
So, ready for another round?
Mandy Patinkin.
Yeah. You can still rock that name.
So, Matt, you were not in the last skirmish of the last round, so you'll start. Your choices are I Lovitz this movie, John Lovitz films, Stephen Root's 2004, so he was in in three movies that were released in 2004, and Mr. Bean movies, meaning Sean Bean movies.
I'll go with Stephen Root.
Stephen Root, 2004, or 2004?
2004.
Yeah, I see that. It's another moment we need video.
That was the third one, right?
Not sure what not.
It sounded like it to me.
It sounded like the third one to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Leonard Maltin gives us 3 stars.
Stop playing.
The directors keep a sure hand on this farcical black comedy with impeccable casting, finely tuned performances, and great music. And it was a remake. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 names.
I'll go with 8 names.
8 names. And this time it goes to Katie.
Do it. Say the thing.
No, I'm gonna.
No, go with your catchphrase.
With my catchphrase? I'm going to surprise everyone and go with 7 names.
7 names. Adam?
Got to do it once.
Name that movie.
Yeah.
Shit.
Had to happen. 7 names.
Live by the sword, die by the sword.
do you want the clues again?
Yes, sir.
3 stars.
2004?
2004. Stephen Root is in the cast. The directors keep a sure hand on this farcical black comedy with impeccable casting, finely tuned performances, and a bedrock of great music, and it's a remake. And your 7 names are Stephen Root, Diane Delano, George Wallace, Ryan Hurst, C. Ma, J.K. Simmons, and Marlon Wayans. Yeah, I did that right. Marlon Wayans.
Do, 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 do. I was really only banking on the fact that I might remember 2004 better than other years.
Graduation. College.
Yeah, I feel like I remember the music better than the movies, apparently.
Probably.
Well, fail. What do I want to guess to lose a point?
Any guess?
Big Mama?
No. Do either of you have a guess?
No.
No?
What's the last name?
The other 2 names, you mean?
Sure.
Irma P. Hall. Tom Hanks.
Oh, bummer.
There you go.
It is?
Lady Killers.
It is Lady Killers.
Oh.
Bugger.
Well, 3 stars, there you go.
I didn't like that one.
I didn't like that one either.
I'm feeling it.
I like the other one, the one with Alec Guinness.
That one's Coen Brothers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why.
There was another version that wasn't the Coen Brothers?
Yeah, the one from 1955 starring, what's his name? Alec Guinness, but Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Alec Guinness is Obi-Wan.
That was.
No, that's what I mean. Oh. It's, you know, referencing it not just to a name, but to a character name. That's kind of familiar, maybe.
Right.
See, he knows me well enough to know that that wouldn't have meant anything unless he said Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Bridge over the river Kwai?
Kwai?
No, Kwai.
Kwai?
Kwai.
Where did you put all the français, mais je ne peux pas comprendre.
There are no subtitles on this thing.
See video! Just kidding.
So, Matt, you get to pick again because Adam got that point.
Yes!
Yeah.
I always get points in the ones that in the games that don't matter.
It's true.
Right. I won the one that mattered.
Yeah.
You did.
Your choices are...
I can be dumb, but I won
movies
the
movies Moira loves, so movies my mom likes, 0 names, or Carrot Top Billing. Movies with...
Now remember...
Actors with food in their name.
So pie is in...
It's cool. Like if Daryl Strawberry was a... actor
Kevin Bacon.
Let's go with 0 names
Carrot
again.
Top,
0 names.
Kevin Bacon.
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 All right, your choices are 1987, 1997, or 2006?
97.
Leonard Maltin gives us 3 stars. 1997, supercharged thriller about brutal Kazakhstani terrorists taking over Air Force One and holding the president, his family, and his entourage hostage in midair. Intense, violent, edge-of-your-seat popcorn fodder anchored by Ford as a two-fisted president who is not afraid to fight. Requires the usual suspension of disbelief, but pays back in spades. Thundering score by Jerry Goldsmith. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 names.
-1.
-1.
Damn you.
And I did that right. So, Adam, it's to you. -1 name so far.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to think of who else was in that one.
Yeah, do you have to, I mean, if he says -2, does he have to
He has to do the top person and the next person
in order. Yeah, not just anybody on the cast.
Yeah. Yeah,
but he is hoping that the person you think of is so prominent in the movie that they're probably higher up.
Number 2.
Yeah. I mean, since I can't, I'm gonna have to say name that movie.
Harrison Ford in Air Force One.
It is Harrison. Can you do 2?
No, by no means.
See, none of us can do 2.
Yep, there it is.
We can all do 1.
Gary Oldman. You forget that he's the lead terrorist because
doesn't
look. He didn't really look like Gary Oldman for a
when
second.
I think Kazakhstani, I think of Gary Oldman.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Or Gary Borat. Oldman is really good at not looking like Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman's really good at everything.
That's true.
It's true. So, Matt, you got that point.
Right.
So it's you have a point, Adam has a point, Katie yet to score, but you get to
pick. Like to be on the board.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Oh, how the
I
mighty.
I won when it was important.
Katie, are you a hipster? Is the board too mainstream for you?
Yes, it is.
All right, your 3 choices are AFI's 50 Most Quoted Movies, so American Film Institute's.
Which has failed me in the past. Movies. Okay, go on.
Directed by Harold Ramis.
Mm-hmm.
Or Fire Prevention Week. Movies with the word fire in the title.
All right, well, I'm going to take a stab at AFI's
50 Most Quoted Movies. Your 3 choices are 1967, 1989, or 1994.
94?
94. Leonard Maltin gives us 2.5 stars, and I don't know why. 1994. Don't want to read you the whole thing, because that...
Gives it away? That's okay. Go on.
Either you accept the lead in this part and go with the movie's serial comic sense of whimsy, or you don't. Either way, it's a long journey. Filled with digitized imagery. And based on a novel. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8 names. And it has a very, very famous quote.
What was the category again?
Very, very famous quote. AFI's 50 Most Quoted Movies.
Nice one on that one.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm going to say all 8.
I zoned
8 out. Names, and this time...
Very zony you are
flip
tonight.
Flip the disc, yeah. So now it's Adam's turn. 8 names to you, Adam.
7 names.
7 names. Matt.
6.
6 names. Katie. Oh,
come on, name that movie.
6 names. All right. Do you need the clues again?
Nope, think I got it.
Okay. Your 6 names
Bring
are Haley Joel Osment, Hannah Hall, Michael Humphreys, Michael T. Williamson, Sally Field, and Gary Sinise.
Oh, crap. I just gave up like the easiest movie ever.
I'm struggling with it.
Yes.
Famous quote, 1994.
Yeah, second years.
For some reason, Leonard Maltin gave us 2.5 stars, but I don't agree. As I said before.
Do, 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 do,
Shit, I got nothing.
Nothing? Any guess? Any really quotable movie that you can think of at all?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
No.
Damn.
What is it, Katie?
Forrest Gump.
It is Forrest Gump.
Yes, I still got the point.
Oh, he was the... Haley Joel Osment was the little...
Was the kid. He was Forrest Gump.
Oh, my God.
Osment threw me.
What did you think it was? You were...
Sally Field and Gary Sinise together were throwing me.
Yeah, Sally Field and Haley Joel Osment together was like, okay, that's got to be it.
That's got to be
it. But then Gary Sinise is like, wait a second.
Lieutenant Dan.
They never appear together, I don't think. So you can't tie them together.
No. Lieutenant Dan.
So Katie has a point.
One each.
See?
Tie it
challenge
again.
Me to make the board, and I will make the board. I'm...
And Adam, it's your turn to choose.
You need to settle down.
Yes.
And your choices are I Love It's This Movie, so John Lovitz movies. Wrestling is Fake, movie starring wrestlers, or Danny DeVito films.
Danny DeVito films.
Danny DeVito, I love your movies.
You're awesome.
Your choices are 1995, 1996, or 1999.
96.
What if they're all the same movie?
What? they're all the same in the fact that Danny DeVito's in them. This is 2.5 stars. One of the characters' irresistible charm anchors this very black comedy.
He likes to say black comedy.
That he does.
I feel like we've had several movies tonight that have had that were black comedies.
Black comedies.
Leonard Maltin was extremely racist.
The last time it was about the lady killers.
Lady killers. Yeah, but black comedy. Very true. It's based on a book. And John Lovitz appears unbilled.
Oh.
And
crossover.
That's it. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8 names.
Not much to go on.
Not really. Everything gives it away.
Let's do lucky 7 names.
7 names. This time it goes to Katie.
Not a chance. Name that movie.
Oh,
I caught you in it.
Kaimi Devel, Tracy Walter, Paul Rubens, Mara Wilson, Pam Ferris, Embeth
excited.
Davids, and you said 7 names, right?
Yes.
Rhea Perlman.
It's got to be Matilda.
It is Matilda.
Ah! Yes!
Because the last name that you did not hear was Danny DeVito.
Hell yeah. Oh my gosh, I actually got one.
Makes you feel smart, right?
Mara Wilson. That's the one I was banking on, but I wouldn't... It's weird that they put her so far down on the bill.
I know, but it's because Danny DeVito narrated it, too. So he's in a lot of the movie.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So Adam has 2, Katie has 1, Matt has 1.
Bam.
And this time it's Matt's turn again. Flip that over. I will give you Wrestling is Fake, Susan Sarandon's Birthday, so Susan Sarandon films, or Bad Motherfucker, as in Sam L. Jackson movies.
I'll take Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon.
Hello, Sue.
Your choices are 1996, 2007, or 2008.
Take 96.
96. Leonard Maltin gives us 3.5 stars.
Ooh.
It's calls it a wondrous adaptation. Gets better and better as it goes along, with impeccable voice characterizations. There are charming songs in it. It's a rare movie that creates a world of its own. And it has real wit and imagination. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 names. 11 names.
I'll take 10.
10 names, and it goes to Katie.
Aim that movie.
This one will be interesting.
You didn't see it coming? Come on.
So you get everybody but one.
Whose birthday is it?
It's let's see. So David Thewlis, Miriam Margolyes, Susan Sarandon, Jane Levy's, Richard Dreyfuss, Simon Callow, Mike Starr, Pete Postlethwaite, Joanna Lumley, and Miriam Margolyes again.
She gets two.
Yeah, she gets two.
It's going to happen again.
Unacceptable.
3.5 stars, 96. Wondrous adaptation. Better and better as it goes along. Impeccable voice characterizations. Charming songs. Creates a world all its own. And has real wit and imagination.
Do, 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 do.
Any guesses?
I'm just so disappointed in myself.
What?
Anything?
Look, a motorcycle. That was for Adam.
Yeah, I keep seeing that one. It's pretty.
Anything.
It is pretty.
I feel it's like it's on the tip of my brain, but I got nothing. The
tip of his brain. Awkward.
So you have to go with that clutch Susan Sarandon choice, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It has always wit. The best choice. P.S. That is playing currently. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Potentially. I don't know. How long is it playing for?
It is playing through the end of October.
Oh, never mind. Yeah.
My friend is the stage manager. Woo. There is Student Rush on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday nights usually. No, Wednesday and Thursday nights.
Your choice?
The Aristocats.
It is not.
The Aristocats?
I was focused on Pete Postlethwaite.
Yeah, he stuck in him. James and the Giant Peach.
That's why she's
in it twice. Is so that live action and the voice,
right?
So that makes it 2 for me and 2 for
me.
Adam.
Yeah, so it's 2-2-1.
See who's coming up from behind. All right, yeah, that's right.
But it's back to Adam for another choice.
Oh yeah,
and I'm going to bring back zero names. Wrestling is fake. And movies Myra loves.
I'm going to go with, just because I'm curious, movies Myra loves.
Your choices are 1956, 1965, or 1976.
Let's go with...
You remember all three of those years, right?
60,
you were there.
65.
65.
Hopping in the Wayback Machine.
Yeah. Leonard Maltin gives it 3.5 stars.
Oh.
It's a crazy, funny film. Lots of wild gags and many songs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you get. 2, 4, and that's it. 6, geez. 8, 9 names.
Wow. 9 names.
9 names. Katie?
Name that movie.
Cripes.
Because I'm predictable.
See if you can figure this out. Patrick Cargill. Roy Kinnear, Victor Spinetti, Eleanor Braun, Leo Kern, Ringo Starr, George Harrison, Paul McCartney.
You think you can figure this
John
one out now?
So really, it's down to 3 choices.
Yep.
Which one is it from 1965? That's crazy, funny, wild gags, many songs.
Yeah.
3.5 stars.
Yep.
The Beatles were in it.
Yeah. Yes.
Just maybe.
Yes. I mean...
Don't give anything away.
They might have been part of... Why didn't you just say Wings was in it?
But which one came out in 65? Let's, Yellow Submarine.
It is not Yellow Submarine.
Damn it!
Was it Long Day's Night? Hard Day's Night?
It is not Hard Day's Night. It is the third one.
Is it Help?
Damn it.
It was Help.
Crap.
Oh, it was Help.
Oh, that's the other one that I was going to guess.
Yeah, you got it.
You yep. won.
I won twice! You won everybody. Twice.
Man.
I won twice!
Which, interesting fact about
by
Leonard
not
Maltin's,
taking any chances.
Movie guide. Yellow Submarine has zero names. No one is credited in it because, other than the actual singing, the Beatles don't do the voices because their voices are too similar. So they actually had to get voices to come in and perform them. With the exception of right at the end when they're doing the live action thing for a bit.
Huh.
But yeah, Yellow Submarine has zero names.
Cool. There you go.
Interesting.
But yeah, Katie wins again.
She throws her hands up in success.
Which, if you want, I bought champagne, so you can celebrate if you really want to.
Except I have to drive back to Minnetonka with the Bears. Watch out for the Bears.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone wants celebratory champagne in Katie's honor, she's buying. But
well, I sure don't. You deprived me of winning my game that doesn't matter.
What?
I did that a while back, too. That seems to be my trend. I'll suck it up in the games that do matter and do respectably
really
well in the ones
up.
That don't. Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, that's the bonus stuff. Hope everyone is ready for the actual episode to drop tomorrow. No, this one actually drops on Saturday because it's the game. But we'll have if you haven't already listened to it, there's the post-show pre-second game conversation. There's the mic checks and there's the actual episode. So I have lots of stuff to listen to this week if you haven't listened to it already.
But
yes,
we already. Why not Friday? Because we already mentioned the bit about the zombie pub crawl.
No, it's what happens is tomorrow, in terms of right now, not when people are actually listening to this, but tomorrow the mic checks will drop.
Right.
Thursday, the closing conversation will drop.
Right.
Friday, the episode will drop.
Good.
Saturday, this second bonus game will drop.
Ah.
So we do one thing at a time, because realistically, a lot of people like to listen just for the game, but we want to make sure that's not the only thing they're constantly skipping to. They have other stuff to latch on to realize that they do, in fact, love the show and have to come back over and over and over.
It's the best.
Yes.
It's like cocaine.
Got that, kids at home? All right.
Everything's better with Coke.
Very true. But that's it for our bonus episodes and everything, so we'll be recording next week and... hopefully there will be more news or something for us to talk about.
Yay!
Thank you for playing. Woo-hoo. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now turn it off.